Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
It's game day. You only got one job to do. That's win. That means you stay focused for four quarters. Know your assignments and finish on every play. Don't be looking for shortcuts and don't even think about making excuses. Because if you want the W, you're going to have to earn it. Nothing comes for free. Not 1 yard. You pay for it with sweat, with determination, with heart. You do things the right way. Because that's the only way. You pick up your teammates. You keep your head high. And you remember everything you went through to get here. Because at the end of the day, there's only one person looking back at you in the mirror. And that's one person you don't want to cheat. So now it's on you. It's your decision to make. You're going to hold back and leave a little something inside? Or you're going to do your job and leave nothing?
My name's Tom Marquis, and yes, Earthlings, you have stumbled across the number one sports talk show on Saturday morning. You don't need to be anywhere else but right here, my minions. My name's Tom Marquis. What a great week it has been, and I tell you what, it is fantastic to be back here at the helm. It seems like over the last couple weeks, I have just been go, but I appreciate the Balance team stepping up in my absence and doing almost as good of a job as I could do. Tell you what, we've got a great show for you today. I'm really excited about it. You know, also going on downtown Indianapolis is the annual running of the Indianapolis Mini Marathon. Maybe you've been out there and maybe you've checked it out. I'll tell you what, you know, I was watching a little bit of that on the news today. And they were showing the live starts and that sort of stuff. And it is just amazing the thousands of people that turn out to run the Indianapolis Mini Marathon. 13 some odd miles. I tell you what, guys, I get tired driving 13 miles, let alone running it, walking. So, hey, my hat's off to you guys here. But on a bigger picture, that's just a teaser of what's to come here in Indianapolis. It's always the kickoff to the month of May. May is here, guys, in 2012 Indianapolis. The Indianapolis 500 is right around the corner. We're going to have the guys from RadioSpeedTalk.com and Radio Speed Talk on here in just a few moments. Our good friend Mr. Kenny Barr will be on here with us in just a few moments, just right around the corner. Can you feel the anticipation? Because the bar of this show will be raised. You know, I've always wanted to say that. I think that is like, you know, the pun of the day. Kenny Barr is raising the bar of the show. I like that. He'll be on here in just a few moments. He's, in fact, he's standing by here. And we're going to be talking about some racing. Coming up at the 9:30 hour, we've got a great guest from John Forrest Racing. Going to talk with us a little bit about what it's like to be a race car driver. Also, coming up at the top of the hour, guys, check this out. There is a brand new semi-pro football team here in Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Destroyers are starting their inaugural season right here in Indianapolis. Owner of the team, guys, check that out. Owner of the team. Taking some time to be on the show with us today, Mr. Kendall Hoyle. We'll be on the show at 10 o'clock. 10:30, guys, open mic. I'm going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. The mini marathon, the racing, obviously the Kentucky Derby. We're going to talk a little bit about the horses. You know, I don't do a lot of betting. Well, who am I lying? Yes, I do. But, you know, I'm not a compulsive gambler or anything like that. But I do like to bet on a few sporting events every now and then. And one of those events is the Kentucky Derby. And you know what? When you've got a horse that in the month of May that has the name Indy in it, well, all I'm going to say is I think that is an omen. I think that is a sign from above that you need to be picking that horse to win. That's just one of them. And, you know, hey, you know, those of you that grew up in the 80s, you know, with me and, you know, many others, maybe not some of you old farts, but, you know. Actually, high school was my later 80s. I actually am more of a product of the late 70s. I was born in the 60s, childhood in the 70s and 80s, and of course the 90s. I remember, but you might remember that the rap group, the Beastie Boys. I put it this way, guys. If you grew up any time in the 80s with MTV, the old MTV, you remember songs. You gotta fight for your right. Support. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. But Adam Yauch, well, most of you know him as MCA, died suddenly Friday in Manhattan. He was 47 years old, lost his life to cancer. You know, kind of a sad thing there. But I thought, as we go into break, and guys, I know Junior say, oh, yes. Well, guys, we're going to get into that discussion in the last half hour of the show. Okay, we're not going to get to the point where football is going to be banned, but, you know, it's a sad thing. It's a tragic thing that Junior Seau took his life, and it is. And I'm certainly not trying to minimize the grief that the family and the sport feel. But to blame it on the sport, to me, is absolute insanity. But, you know, what do you do? What do you do? So what I thought I'd do, going into our break, and then, of course, we'll have our break. Coming back from the break we'll have Mr. Kenny Barr. Again, raising the bar for the show. We need somebody to raise the bar. My name's Tom Marquis. This is The Balance Guy. Stay put. Our tribute to the Beastie Boys and Adam Yauch, a.k.a. MCA. We'll be right back.
Today.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indy Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips. Your pets can play while you're away.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Time to give out the award for the least funny people in the world.
Tune in every week to hear Cliff, Kenny, and Pete.
Keep talking.
Right here. Gotta listen to all this. They're rotting my brain.
Where's this guy been?
Guys, you know what that means when you hear that. It is time for the RadioSpeedTalk.com Radio Speed Talk, guys. Whether it's Pete, Cliff, or Kenny Barr. You know, Kenny, I know you were standing by, so you probably heard me with my puns on saying that you're going to raise the bar of the show. So you have some great expectations. Welcome to the ballots, Mr. Kenny.
Well, good morning, Tom. How are you this fine Saturday morning?
I tell you what, it is a Saturday morning, and it is fine. What I want to know is, how come I didn't see you down there running the mini marathon?
Have you ever noticed that everybody who runs those marathons really don't need to run for their health? They're all real skinny and in shape and stuff. I got the body of a god, and his name is Buddha. I don't do that kind of running and stuff. I kind of like my heart the way it's working now. I don't want it to explode into my chest or nothing.
I hear you. You know, I was talking earlier this week. I used to run to my brother's stuff. I used to run cross country when I was a kid. Of course, I ran in the military. But you know, when I got out of the military, I kind of gave up all of that health stuff. So my idea of going to the health store is going down to Long's Donuts, which here in Indianapolis, if you know about Long's Donuts, so you can insert donut shop here anywhere, any name that fits your local donut shop.
You run into the remote control for the TV to change channels and see what race is on another channel, and I run to the refrigerator, and I run to the bathroom occasionally. That's about it anymore.
I tell you what, the older we get, the faster we got to run to the bathroom. Well, anyway, we digress. Well,
yeah.
Obviously, and like I said earlier, obviously the mini marathon is fun to watch. You know, it's always the same five Kenyans that come out at the top of the race, but it's always fun to watch. You know, the wheelchairs and you know, and there's just a lot of stories. People running for their sons or daughters who may have been in the military or may have lost them in the military. Breast cancer survivors, you know, or just overall people that just want to, scratch something off their bucket list. You know, I would say that nobody runs that race to win it or get any particular great time, maybe to improve on their time from last year. But it is fun to watch because it is also a sign of what's to come here in May, and that's the IndyCar Series. But we're going to get to that here in just a moment. But I know you guys got a lot going on, and what I want to let you know, and I was talking to Pete this morning, is I'm going to let you just kind of take the floor here and talk about this great contest that you guys are doing, and our listeners actually have an opportunity to get in on the opportunity to win on your contest on RadioSpeedTalk.com. So tell us about this great contest and what you've got to give away to our listeners.
Every week here for the next, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, we're giving away 2 3-day passes to the Endo Gears Classic, which is a Grand Am race run over at the sports car course over in Mid-Ohio. And it's pretty easy to win these things. You just go to RadioSpeedTalk.com and fill out some forms and make sure you get a phone number mixed in there, because if you don't get a phone number mixed in, mixed in there and we can't find you, you don't win. So we got to be able to talk to you, and we're going to talk to you on the air a little bit. We had our first winner last week. Name, I think, was Dale Sechrist. He is out of Salina, Ohio, so he doesn't have a very far drive to get to the Mid-Ohio course. Hadn't been there before, really looking forward to going to it. He's a big fan of Eldora, which we like to go to, and, of course, Michigan International, the 2 races he's been to. These passes are worth quite a bit of dough. I mean, you got three there's 2 of them, and they're good for all 3 days over there. And they put on quite a show at Mid-Ohio. And if you're any kind of sports race fan at all, or you just want to check out the facility, this is a great opportunity to do it. And we're willing to send you to it. RadioSpeedTalk.com.
Okay. Now, so the way I understand this is they go to your site, RadioSpeedTalk.com, and now where do they get, there's a link that called contest sign up, and they just fill out their information there, and then what I want them to do and make sure that they do as well is click thebalanceonline.com, correct?
Well, I would think so, but I don't know that you're giving away any tickets this week, so.
Oh, we're not? I don't know. I'm just going by what Pete said. Pete said to push the Grand Am Road Racing ticket thing, and that's what we're doing. We're pushing it, Kenny.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Don't lower the bar. You know.
Don't lower. You know how many times I've heard that pun? You're gonna have to get more creative than that. You know.
Pete said.
The monkey bar is the one I like the best. But.
Monkey bars. All right, well, let's get into a little bit of the race talk. Obviously, we got the Indianapolis 500 coming here, but there's a lot of other racing going on as well. So talk to us a little bit about what RadioSpeedTalk.com is talking about on the show this week and some of the things you guys are covering on your end.
Well, this week we talked to, I think it was Dennis Warden, who is now the PR director at Darlington. He used to be up at Michigan International Speedway. He's got some pretty interesting stories about the transition from MIS down to Darlington, including a little episode where he's been smacking golf balls down the front straightaway. We're waiting for a yellow flag now for some drunk to find a golf ball in the stands because they couldn't find them all when they smacked them down the straightaway. So somebody's going to find a golf ball, you know, like last week, flick a water bottle out in the middle of the racetrack and cause a yellow. We also talked to a local promoter here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He promotes Bearfield Speedway, which is one of my home tracks when I grew up racing and driving some of these hot rods that I drove when I was a young kid. Bob Corson, and talked about their season, their plans. They've got a multi-tiered facility over there with a half-mile oval, a 3/8-mile oval, and a dirt track for go-karts, and I think it's about a 1/5-mile, a high-bank dirt track for go-karts, and that's starting to take off. And he's got some exciting plans for the season and stuff. And, of course, we did our predictions and our Junkie of the Week, and it was a good, fun show this week. You got to dial it up and check her out.
Well, and you guys do have a fun show, and a lot of great times are to come. And you know, we're going to be standing by here coming up here at 9:30. We've got a great guest coming up to talk some racing with us, Mr. Robert Height from John Force Racing is going to be in, and he's the current point leaders in Funny Car and has won 4 races this year in a row. So we want to make sure we get to some of the other series before Robert comes out, because we want to make sure that we give him plenty of time. Now, like I mentioned, that we've got the Indy 500 just right around the corner of the Indianapolis 500. And, Kenny, it's always good to have you on because you really help us get into the techie part of the show. Now, we've got the brand-new chassis. We've talked about that a little bit here on the show. Tell us a little bit more detail about what these teams are doing to prepare themselves even so much as now for the upcoming race. And obviously next Saturday, the Indianapolis 500 opens for practice. This is going to be a little bit different practice because they are getting used to these new chassis. So if you're the crew chief, if you're the mechanics, and if you're what questions are you asking the driver during these practice rounds so they can fine-tune these new cars for the upcoming Indianapolis 500?
You're probably going to think this is a crazy answer, but the first thing a driver has to tell a crew chief or an engineer or whoever's making the real decisions about how a car's handling is what's the first thing that car's doing. If it's getting into, let's say, dive into one and the front end kind of pops away from you, starts to push a little bit, you don't want him to tell you, and when I get in the middle of the corner, it does this, and when I'm coming out, it does that. You got to fix the very first thing that car's doing, because a lot of times, say if a car's pushing, you'll overdrive that or try to turn the wheel too hard to the left and then snap the rear end loose. And by the time you're halfway through the corner and getting ready to set up into the short chute over there between one and two, the rear end comes loose. So you say, I got a push going in and loose coming out. Well, if you fix that push going in, he may not overdrive it or try to correct it, and the looseness will go away. So a lot of guys make the biggest mistake of just communicating with their drivers, letting their drivers tell them. And they should let them tell them, but you got to fix the first thing that comes along and explain to them, we're going to do this one step at a time to see if one thing don't fix three particular complaints with the car. And, of course, they're going to talk about downforce feel, and you can wind tunnel all you want, but there's no substitute for track time and seat time, especially when you got yourself a whole new wind aerodynamic package, a whole new engine package. And I'll bet you'll see a lot of activity practice time down in Indianapolis, so the local fans who can get there during the course of the week and any time they have practice are going to get a lot of extra horsepower rolling through their veins this year because they'll be able to see a lot more practice than they have in the past.
And I agree with you. And obviously, we got some really good drivers. And what I like about the practice runs and qualification is getting there early. You can actually sit in the stand so close to the pits. You can see all of the action. Teams like Will Power and Julio Castroneves and obviously James Hinchcliffe in the brand new GoDaddy car. So those are all some of the things that are going to be good teams to watch this year. What I want to talk with you about is this brand-new rookie. I had a chance over the last couple of years to get to know him, and we hope to have him on here on the show here in the very near future with you guys as well. It's Mr. Brian Clausen, new rookie. Obviously, got a fantastic ownership there with Sam Schmidt Racing. But Brian Clausen, I've seen him come up through the ranks, through USAC and through the various different racing series. Let's talk about Brian and what are some of the things that a guy like Brian Clausen, this is his first year in the Indy 500, what are some of the things that he has to do to get ready for such a big race, probably the biggest race of his life to date?
Be quiet and listen, watch, observe, try to befriend every good driver you can and get as much advice as you possibly can. I know he's still tearing them up at the USAC non-wing sprints right now. I think he's second in the point standings. And dirt racing, and a lot of people will kind of snicker at this too, but dirt racing helps an awful lot of guys who go back and forth from dirt to pavement. When you have those oh no moments, when a car breaks loose, instead of panicking and just not making the right move, they're so used to a dirt car being twitchy and making a quick correction that these guys can save a race car much better than the guys who don't have dirt experience. So I like to see those guys come up through the ranks. I thought it was great when Kinzer raced at Indy that year that when Cart and everybody split, he came up with a ride for a year or two. And a lot of your better racers come up through the dirt ranks. But an Indy car is obviously faster, more downforce, and it's an animal all of its own. You can make the transition better from a sprint car to a dirt car than any other racing series there is. And it'd be interesting to see how well he does. I'm always pulling for a rookie here or there, although they're, I think, a big distinct disadvantage because of all the R&D and money spent, which I've probably reiterate that topic to death. But I really hope those guys, sit on the pole, make a little noise down in Indianapolis.
Absolutely, and I'm going to root for Brian Clausen. And like I said, it's good to see the local boy get in here and get things going. And you know what? I like Brian. He's a good kid. He's got a good head on his shoulder, and I think we've got a potentially very, very good driver. And you can't ask for a better owner as a rookie than Sam Schmidt Racing. Real quickly here, before we wrap up the IndyCar talk and move over to NASCAR, because I want to spend a few minutes talking about Talladega, because obviously that's one of the biggest races of the season. We look at teams like Will Power and Helio Castroneves and James Hinchcliffe, who I really like. What kind of an impact are these guys going to make in the Indy 500? Do you think it's going to be the usual suspects in the Indianapolis 500 this year as we move into practice and qualification? Or do you think that we're going to see somebody begin to emerge as the new Indianapolis 500 champion?
It's going to be the usual suspects, the teams with the money, the teams that have all the time to and extra engineers to work on all the kinks and quirks and little unknown problems these cars are going to pop up with, because they always do. The AJ Foyts of the world, who know these cars in and out, I think his team is going to do pretty well. I've always rooted for AJ. He's the best driver that ever sat in a race car anyway, because he's driven everything and won and everything. I root for the underdog. I kind of root for the rookies and stuff, but I just don't have a good feeling about their chances this year. But you never know. Sometimes a guy will get into that facility and suddenly find the line and get real comfortable real fast. And then that's when guys like you might start rooting for him really hard.
Right, and absolutely. Well, we want to make sure we switch gears over to Talladega here, as we've got some opportunity to talk about that, because coming up here at 9:35, we've got a fantastic guest who we're just really excited to talk about. Robert Hite from John Force Racing is going to join us at 9:35, so we're going to make sure we got plenty of time for him. Let's switch over to the NASCAR series. Obviously, Talladega, biggest race of the season, and you know, a lot of focus is going on down there. Now, Clint Bowyer has owned Talladega for the last couple of years, and I like him a lot in this particular race. But in this last nine starts of the year, Clint has been somewhat quiet and relatively quiet this season in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. One top five finish, and that was fourth in Bristol, and four top tens. So, what does Clint got to do to defend his home away from home at Talladega? And obviously, Talladega. Yeah, come on, you don't get any better than Talladega on NASCAR on Sunday afternoon. You know, we could talk about Talladega all day long, the history of Talladega and everything that goes on down there at one of the greatest NASCAR races in the world, Kenny. So what's going on there? What are the crew chiefs? What's going on underneath the hood there at Talladega this year?
Find a dance partner is what Clint Bowyer needs to do, and stick with them most of the day. They're not going to be able to run bum draft and run as tight together all the time like they have, because they changed those radiator rules and cooling system rules down in Daytona, so that I called it Noah's Ark racing when everybody was 2x2 all day long. But you're going to have to find your dance partner at the right time of the day and giddy up and go. You know, unfortunately, you're going to just sit and ride for 400 miles just to stay out of trouble. You know, try not to get into the big one and keep your nose clean. Smart pit strategy, but make sure you know where your dance partner is, because everybody's going to have the same horsepower. Everybody's going to have virtually the same grip, unless they get into an off-sequence situation with their tires and stuff. This is Talladega. This is restrictor plate racing, and Tom, get out your blanket, and you can flick it over 20 cars, and any one of them can pop out of there a winner.
Absolutely, and you brought up a very good point about Talladega. What it's known for is the big one. And let's talk a little bit about that, because it is so easy to get knotted up like a big old pretzel down there at Talladega. Obviously, in Talladega, more than any other race out there, I think that Talladega's got to really rely and faith on their spotters. What are the spotters looking for when they see that pretzel begin to form?
A way out. And I have spotted a lot at local short tracks and stuff, and as a spotter, you're always, man, oh, man, you got to make an instant decision, and that door, that hole can close about as fast as you get out of your mouth, yell, go low, go low. So the spotters are super-duper important down there in case the guy is, you know, four cars back and say, I don't know, pick somebody, get sideways, and here comes the pretzel, you know. Golly, that's the one time I don't like being a spotter, when you're trying to get your guy through an ugly accident and you have no idea what's going to spin which way, where, when, and how fast. That's a tough job. Those spotters really make and break a guy at Talladega, especially if he's a mid-pack guy or their strategy is to run in the back until late in the day. I don't want that job at Talladega.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Talladega. Obviously, it's a very hot place on the face of the earth. And we've got the new restrictor plate issues going on. How big of a, or if any factor, does the new restrictor plates play in Talladega's race on Sunday?
Yeah, none any more than it always has. The restrictor plates just get these guys so bunched up all the time that it's hard to predict a winner, hard to tell who's going to do what and where and when, and every team's going to have a different race strategy. I think a smart team is going to stay in the top 10 all day. Make sure you find your dance partner. The restrictor plate just does such a magnificent job of calming down the horsepower of these things. They go from, I think, was it 800 horses down to 525 or some ridiculous figure. I think your Prius might have more horsepower than some of these NASCAR motors down at Talladega. But it levels the playing field quite a bit.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm getting cues here that I think that we have Robert on the phone, but maybe somebody else. Hi, welcome to The Balance. Is this Robert or is this?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
This is Elon Warner with John Force Racing. I'm back.
Hey,
John Force,
Eli, how you doing, buddy?
15-time world champion on the phone with you. You guys ready to go?
We're ready to go, buddy. You know, I was getting different things in my ears that different people were going to be calling.
That.
So, you know what? You are welcome more than anybody. We're enjoying this also. With us is Mr. Kenny Barr. Welcome to The Balance for the very first time. You know, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show.
Tom, hang on one second. I'm going to hand the phone to John right now, okay?
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hi, John. How you doing, sir?
Well, I've had better days, but it's a new morning. It's sun shining. I'm ready to go racing.
Well, and nobody knows racing better than you, Mr. John Force of John Force Racing. John, yeah, let me tell you, first of all, what an honor it is to have you for the first time here on The Balance. And joining me also is Mr. Kenny Barr of RadioSpeedTalk.com. What a jump right into it, because we know that your schedule is very, very, very busy, and you've got to obviously big race this weekend. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at John Force Racing, and obviously you got Robert Height there who was hoping to have on the show today, but we're glad we got you as well. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with John Force Racing this year and some of the things you guys are working on.
Well, let me just say, Robert Height, low qualifier with Jimmy Prock out of Indy. They're just flying. Robert right now, like he was late last night, fixing my race car. Dean Antonelli, my crew chief, are really struggling, as is Mike Knapp, even though Mike Knapp's second in the points behind Robert. But they stayed late. They got up early. I just come out of the induction of the International Hall of Fame. That's a great feeling. A lot of people said, I don't seem excited about it. No, I want to build more records and trying to teach my daughter, Courtney. She's up in the top right now in qualifying at Atlanta in her Traxxas car. She's doing great. I'm the only one struggling right now. But, hell, I was so upside down last night, I tried to jump in a pond. So I'm trying to back myself out mentally, get back in the fight. And I want to come into Indy and make you all proud.
Well, I tell you why, you've never let us down yet, and I don't expect this year to be any different. Mr. Kenny Barr, what do you got for John Force?
Well, I was surfing the net the other night, and I heard he really slayed him at the International Motorsports Hall of Fame induction. And I was really hoping maybe you get a little bit of a quip, or you had him rolling in the aisles, John. What was so great? What made him laugh so hard at you?
I don't know. I told him if I was younger, I'd run off with Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, I was really ignorant. I got a little wound up. But, you know, they wanted me to entertain, and maybe there's a place for where you should stand up and accept that honor like Kenny Bernstein did, the first guy to run 300 in NHRA. But, you know me, my daughter Courtney was there, and Brittany, and, you know, the love of my life, my wife Lori, and I just wanted to show them Dad still had it. And but that's what I'm trying to do here at Atlanta, get back in this race car, get my crew chief tuned up, and just stay mental. But it was a great honor to be in the Hall of Fame. I actually took the trophy to my PR guy of 25 years, Dave Dinsmore, honored him with the trophy, and then I found out there was no trophy. The trophy went in the Hall of Fame. So if everybody can do everything wrong, I've been doing it lately, but I will get back on track.
Well, I don't know. You won the first race of the season, and man, your organization is just knocking them silly. So you guys got to be doing something right down there.
Well, you know, right there in Indianapolis, the guys at the shop at the Eric Medlin Project, the chassis builders, the Boss 500 engine builders, the guys in the paint shops that make it happen, they're really the backbone, the structure of this team, the office personnel, the ladies and men that are there. So, you know, they give us great race cars, and we want to bring that trophy home. We've won every race. I won the opening at Pomona. Robert won the next four in a row. That was huge. And Mike Knepp won last week at Houston. And right now, I'm looking at Courtney here at Atlanta. She's running great. And but we're going to hit them with four Ford Mustangs for Castrol Auto Club, Brand Source, Mac Dual, Freightliner. Got to get them sponsor plugs in, and I appreciate it. But right now, just trying to get mental heading for the racetrack.
Now, you're headed down there to Atlanta, and you guys – obviously, we expect Robert Hike to make history down there in Atlanta. What are some of the preparations that you are doing and focusing on the Atlanta race this week? What's going on down there, and what are you guys as a team doing to obviously come out on top like John Force Racing always does?
Well, Jimmy Prock's got Robert. That thing, you know, is flying. He's on the pole position. Mike Neff struggled like me, but Mike's car was trying to run O's well over 300. And but just couldn't get her to the finish line. And Dean Antonelli, that runs my hot rod, him and I are a little bit upside down. But Jimmy Prock stayed last night and early this morning with Robert Hite to fix that car because we're a team. We work together. And one way, we're going to win this race.
Kenny?
Yeah. Me. I really appreciate talking to John Fulk. We were blessed to talk to him last May down in the shop, and I would just encourage anybody when they have an open house to get down there and look at that organization because it is really cool. They got a museum on the second floor of the shop down there at Forest Racing down in Brownsburg, and a ton of history and a ton of just really cool stuff. And the guy we didn't talk to, as a matter of fact, I was late to an interview and got tabbed Tommy Struanoff, which is still stuck on our website. And it's just a cool organization, and you can't help but support John Force and John Force Racing and all the sponsors.
Well, and as the old saying, John, goes, and I heard you've heard it many times, may the force be with you, and you still are with us. At 63 years old, you're certainly approaching that Social Security age. I doubt that you're going to be applying for benefits anytime soon. Now, what a lot of people don't know, you wanted to be a quarterback, not a race car person back in the day. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I had polio as a kid, and I played ball in school, and I knew I was never going to make it to the Colts like luck did. But at the end of the day, I got a race car that did the running for me. And I know the fans there in Indy are all really bummed that they lost Manning, but they'll never lose Manning. He's in the hearts of all of us and what he accomplished. And let's give this new kid, this new quarterback, number one in the draft, a shot at proving what he can do there at the Lucas Stadium. He's our guy now. We got to support him. But, nope, at my age at 63, doesn't matter. My race car does the running for me. And as long as I got the heart to do it, and I do, and exciting most is out here with my youngest daughter, Courtney, watching her, you know, hone her skills. She's so good, a good talker. I'm really having fun. And, hell, she's out running me. So at least we did our job right teaching her. So we're excited. We're getting ready to pull into Atlanta here in a few minutes. We'll see what warm up these hot rods. And I'll be in Indy all next week. Yeah, we will have a big car show. We're doing a rebuild at our building again. I'm buying more property in the area. I want to expand, build the museums, but build the race car shops. It's what I love, and if my body holds out and my brain holds out, I don't go nuts, and I'm getting close. But I got a lot in store for the future, for the fans, and the city of Indianapolis and Brownsburg.
Well, I tell you what, John, we really appreciate you taking time to come on here. Kenny, do you have one last question for John before we let him go?
No. He's got some racing to do. And I know that we're just very fortunate and blessed and thankful that he took the time to talk to both you and I today, Tom. And I appreciate that, John.
Thank you, John, so much. And good luck to you down there in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, have a great show. Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. John Force, the 15-time Bundy Car champion. I tell you what, what an honor it was to have John take time and literally took time out of his schedule to talk with us today, Kenny, about John Force Racing. And obviously, what a great driver Robert Hyde is. We had hoped to have him on the show, but like you said, they've got a lot of racing to do. And, you know, covering the racing as long as I have, you kind of just got to go with what you got to go with. And if I tell you what, I will take the substitution of it being John Force any day, Kenny.
Yeah, that's a real bummer, isn't it? Oh, wow, my hair stood up on end of it. This is cool because when we were blessed enough to interview him last May, it was in a situation where he wasn't in any hurry to go anywhere. So Pete Cliff and I got him for about 22 or 23 minutes, and it was my favorite interview of the year and probably the most entertaining and the funniest. And we took off on some rabbit trails and tangents. And I think that interview is actually in the archives of RadioSpeedTalk.com. And if you got a half hour to kill, go dig that up. It's in May 22nd, 23rd, somewhere in that area. It's a really great time with John Force Racing and John Force.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate John Force taking time to talk with us today. We'll be right back. We've got to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Talladega and just a little bit more racing for the last 15 minutes of the time that we've got with RadioSpeedTalk.com. This is The Balance. We'll be right back right here on Saturday morning, my minions. We shall return.
He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
All right, welcome back to The Balance. My name's Tom Marquis. Guys, you are really a part of the best internet radio sports talk show on Saturday morning. And now we don't even stretch it to the just the internet. We're actually on real life radio, believe it or not. And how a guy like, well, you've never seen me. They say I've got a face for radio. But joining me now, Mr. Kenny Barr of RadioSpeedTalk.com. Every Saturday morning, guys, you can count on it like clockwork. Boy, that almost went bad really, really quickly there, didn't it, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm glad we have such a big
break. Oh, man. My goodness. I guess I shouldn't drink so much coffee on a Saturday morning. You know, I've got to get pumped up. But you know what it was? It was a great honor for John Forrest to take time out of his schedule to talk with us about what's going on there. And you know what? He's 63 years old, and that guy is still going strong. And, you know, what a legend that he has been here and what all he's done here in Indianapolis and Brownsburg. And, you know, obviously he's got his big headquarters in Brownsburg, just right up the street here from the Balance Studios. What a great time that it was to talk with him. We were supposed to have Robert Height on, but, you know, like I said, we'll take the substitution anytime. Now, Robert Height, obviously, is out there just really breaking records and just really one of the top funny car drivers of all time. Obviously, if you got to have somebody to be a protege and a mentor to, who better than somebody who's won the funny car for 15 straight times? So my goodness. So Robert Height is one of the best funny car drivers out there right now, and obviously he'll be out there in Atlanta this weekend. So talk to us a little bit about, and Kitty, and what I like about having you on the show, you really help us understand what goes on underneath the hood of that car. And, you know, we talk about NASCAR, we talk about IndyCar, and we talk about different racing series, but one racing series that I really enjoy following is the NHRA, which is obviously where John Force and Robert Height call home at. So talk to me a little bit about the funny car and what it's about, how it's constructed, and really what is a funny car?
Well, a funny car is nothing more than a top fuel that's shortened up and put a body on it. The motors are just make the same amount of horsepower. They burn the same type of fuel. And, you know, you lift the nose of the car up to get in the thing, and then there's a trap door to pop yourself out of the top at the end of the racetrack, or if you need to get out of there in a great big hurry. And these things are fast, fast, fast. They'll run 300-plus mile an hour in 1,000 feet. And wow, I've gone 180. I've never gone over 2, and I can't imagine going over 3 in that little short period of time. It would squish me in the seat, and I don't think I could ever get my fanny back out of the seat because I'd be stuck with all the G-forces. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, you know what, another well-known name, I guess we should say, and you know, we whenever you see that castrol, you know what, dude, maybe I just need to be sad sacked and castrated today, okay? Because I have such a, I have a hard time talking today, buddy.
To prepare there, I think maybe a quick drink of water is a lot easier than castration, brother.
I think so. I was trying to say Castrol GTX car, and you associate that with John Force Racing. Obviously, another great series. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up here. Obviously, in the summer here at the NHRA series, but let's talk a little bit about what's going on in that series overall, and any high points or bullet points that you want to make about that series, real quickly.
Well, top fuel is just amazing. The Schumacher camps just dominated early. Funny car, there's a lot of good race cars. It's amazing that Force has won every race. But it's also early in the year, and I was doing a little show prep before I called you up, and I was reminded that how so many teams have done well early and then faltered late, and that type of racing is so delicate. You could have a race car that's just absolutely flying and getting down the racetrack. Well, you can pack it up, go home, get a good night's sleep, come back,
navigate the weather conditions and the track conditions and did exactly the same, and you can't get out of your own shadow. It's just such a finite line between fast and average that these guys like Height and Neff and Force and their whole team just really have to be on their game 24/7. I'm not surprised that those guys were working late at night and then diving in early in the morning, and we ended up having a substitute for a guest. But that's what I guess when you're the boss, you don't have to work on them as much as the guys who aren't the boss. Well, the son-in-law, like Robert Height is. Those cars are super-duper delicate. The pro-stock cars, they can be finicky at times, too, and stuff. And that's part of what makes that racing series great and competitive, because you really don't know who's going to come out and do well. You've seen Ron Capps and Jack Eaton in the finicky divisions. He was doing good. Capps was sticking up with him. He flip-flopped everything. And then Capps had a really good weekend, and Beckman didn't even make the show last weekend. So there's so many storylines, especially in the top fuel cars and the nitro cars, that you can't help but be entertained, even if you just like release it. I'd follow NHRA and the big boys all the time.
Well, you know, I want to ask a trivia question for you, and it really is a trivia question I don't know the answer to, so I hope you know the answer to, because somebody asked me this the other day, and I thought, you know, I thought I was up on my trivia, but I don't know the answer to this, and this is the truth. So I said, you know what I will do? I know a guy that's coming on the show on Saturday. I'm going to ask it on the show. Is Morgan Lucas related to the Lucas family of Lucas Oil?
Yes.
Okay. And how are they related?
I haven't the foggiest idea, but I thought if I said it was possible, you'd just buy right into it and move on. But that didn't work. So.
I thought they were, because you know I thought they were related somehow. I just didn't know what it was. And somebody was asking me about that this week, and I was like, I don't know, but I'll find out for you. So we do have part of the answer to the question, and I think that they're listening because I just got a text from them and said, hey, ask the Lucas question. So, hey, they are related?
Definitely are. I knew the fact that they are, but I don't know if that's a nephew or where that lands in the family tree there, but they are definitely related.
Well, we only got just a few more minutes left here in the show, guys. Coming up here at 10 o'clock, we have got a great guest lined up for us, the owner of the new semi-pro football team, the Indianapolis Destroyers. And, guys, let me tell you what, those of you that are in shape and can play football, they are having some open tryouts. We'll try to get some information about that. Kenny, are you going to go down there and try out?
They already called me, and I had to turn them down. Because I have prior commitments all summer long with this the speed talk thing I'm involved in, so I won't have time to really give them any kind of effort at all this year.
Sure. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about this young kid, Vincent Noble, while we're talking about some of the stock drivers and stuff. What an impressive ride he has been, what he has done, and I'm just wanting to talk with you a little bit about him. This is a kid that's going places, yes?
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's, I think he's a second-generation racer. I think Dad was a drag racer for quite a while. He's got one of my favorite paint schemes in pro stock. You're talking Vincent Mobile, right? Yeah. And he has got an uncanny knack for cutting lights really well and getting down the racetrack straight. We started watching him a little bit last year, and the more you watch him, the more you like him because you can just see the progression sometimes week to week. Did he win down in Houston last weekend?
I believe he did. I think he did, sir, absolutely.
Yeah, and to beat the Summit teams and some of them other guys and or consistently be, you know, filling up their rearview mirror, so to speak, is a pretty tough nut because those Summit teams are really, really good with Lyon and Anderson and them guys. I like Nobile. He comes from a good bloodline. He's got a good team behind him. He's got the Mountain View Tire sponsorship. And even my old high school team is a purple and gold team, so any paint scheme I see purple and gold, I kind of gravitate toward anyway. That's a good-looking car, and they're doing a really good job. Mobile, he's got good mentorship, and if he sticks around a while, he's going to be a good one for many years to come.
Well, I tell you what, then you're probably a huge Hoosier Tire fan, huh?
Yeah, Bob Newton and the gang up there, absolutely. Purple and white. I used to run Hoosiers when I was a kid on the race cars and stuff.
A good friend of ours had a Hoosier Tire distributorship, so I've mounted and balanced more than my fair share of Hoosiers over the years, and I was really proud of them when they went into NASCAR for that 4A in the 80s and went in there and just gave Goodyear all they could give them for quality. They just didn't have the infrastructure to keep up with the demand. That's pretty much happened.
Well, we've only got just a few more minutes left with you. Now, I want to talk with you a little bit real quickly here. You broke into the Twitter world, and I know you guys over there at RadioSpeedTalk.com, especially Pete, believe that Twitter is of the devil. But you have broken into the Twitter world, so how's that working out for you?
Well, Pete. I love Pete, but sometimes he comes up with some of the craziest ideas. Well, you know, he's a stand-up comedian, too, so you never know where he's coming from. We'll be writing somewhere, and all of a sudden Pete will spit something out, and you all look at each other going, oh, man, how is this brain wired? He's great. He's funnier than heck.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought it was funny. And I know that you're on. You know, is it at Kenny Barr? Is that your?
That's me, Kenny Barr 52. And I think the Twitter is just like the internet and Facebook and all the other social media sites. If used properly, it's a tremendously wonderful tool. People can get into trouble with any of that kind of stuff if they use it incorrectly. But if you're using it for a communication tool, or you just want to let people know what's going on out there, or you're trying to just build up for a cause of some sort or something, I think it's terrific. Just getting my feet wet in it. I think I've only tweeted maybe a half a dozen times or so, but I'm following, I don't know, too many people, because there's times where I get on there and start reading it and I almost get hooked. So I got to be careful, because I got a lot of other real-life things to do other than tweet a lot. I think it's a great tool, and I think Pete is completely off his rock when he says it's of the devil. I think if you use it right, wonderful.
Well, I tell you what, I'm on Twitter all the time. You can follow me, obviously, at T-Balance or at Pro Indy Sports, and I'm on it all the time. And you know what? We'll send you a follow request if you're not following us at Pro Indy Sports or at T-Balance. And, you know, we have a lot of fun with Twitter as well. I was just curious on how that was working out for you there.
Well, I think I popped something in there about 2:30 in the morning because I couldn't sleep, and some crazy thought floated through my head, so I threw that up there.
Aren't you married?
Sure am. You just kind of wake up. Well, you know, when you get in the age of 52, like I am, your bladder wakes you up about two times a night, so you got to do something in between times to go back to sleep. So you flip on the internet on the iPad or do a little thing, and then you crash back into bed.
There you go. Well, Kenny Barr of RadioSpeedTalk.com, you can follow him. Now, Kenny, I know you've got your own little blog called Underneath the Hood. If I said that wrong, I apologize. But I know that you take people's questions from all over the United States on what goes on the inner workings of a race car. So what are some of the things that you're working on Underneath the Hood?
I had an interesting question just this week about John Smith out of Fargo, North Dakota, dropped me an email and wanted to know if race teams like the IRL and NASCAR really use oil, engine oil, off the shelf like they advertise. And I thought that was a pretty neat question, and the short answer is yeah. There's a little bit longer explanation at RadioSpeedTalk.com. Feel free to go listen to that at any time. I get some pretty interesting questions. We've had some stuff out of Canada, had them all over the country. Had one lady that goes to drag races at Area 51 Dragway, which I think is a terrific name for a drag strip out there in New Mexico. Talk about the smell of different fuels and why some smell like this and some burn your eyes and some smell like that. So the fans can have some really, really neat and interesting questions. And every once in a while, I've got to get in there and do some research. Some guy got me on an F1 question here about a year ago. But I learned a lot about F1 aerodynamics with that. So
I'm kind of trying to expand that a little bit if they ever come across unique promotions that they see in their local racetracks. Like there's one in New Mexico that used to throw eggs at that one division just before their feature starts. Whether they're hard boiled or raw, you can fling an egg at the driver you hate the most. And then there's some rules that are out there that are absolutely mind-boggling, why they're even written, why they're in rule books. So we like to hear all of those promotion rules, too. But I'll answer just about any question. And you can hire it in from the website. I got a spot on each side of the website. I'll let you see on Twitter.
Give me a Kitty at RadioSpeedTalk.com. So. All right. Well, Mr. Kitty Barr of RadioSpeedTalk.com, thanks again for John Force Racing, for John Force of John Force Racing joining us, and Mr. Kitty Barr. We got to go into our next hour, guys, and coming up on this next hour, guys, we're going to be talking to the owner of the new semi-pro Indianapolis football team, the Indianapolis Destroyers. Kitty, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a good time, and, you know, you can be more surprised guests like that. I'll be all over that, too. That's funner than fun, man.
I'll see what we can do. Mr. Kitty Barr of RadioSpeedTalk.com. Guys, you're listening to The Balance. We'll be right back.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indy Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indy Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Continuous hit music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what we are. What we are. This is what we do.
A lot of stuff.
WROM. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Welcome, sports fans. Host Tom Marquis and the Balance team are ready to break down the past week in sports. We bring you that perfect balance of news, commentary, scores, stats, and much more. So sit back and get ready. It's time for the Balance.
Like Danny Fly. I'm hip to the beat, walking down the street in my new freak. Yeah, this is how I roll. Animal print pants out of control.
There we go. You know what? I'm not allowed to touch the board buttons anymore. I think that sometimes I just get overzealous, and I don't know where's coming and what's going. But, hey, it was great to have John Forrest from John Forrest Racing joining us here in the first hour, taking time out of his busy schedule to join us as well. Now, guys, I tell you what. You know, we talk a lot about the Colts here on this show, and we talk a lot about football. But you know what? There is a brand new team, semi-pro football team here in Indianapolis by the name of the Indianapolis Destroyers. And if I've done everything right, we do have the owner of the Indianapolis Destroyers with us, Kendall Hoyle. Are you with us?
I'm here. Hello.
Kendall, are you here?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Now, I want to tell you what, it is a pleasure for you to join us today. And I tell you what, it's exciting to talk about the semi-pro football. So the first thing I want to ask you about, is this anything like the old Indianapolis Firebirds?
First off, you know, hey, thanks for having me on. A plethora of other semi-professional teams. Semi-pro football has been around for a number of years. And the one thing that we try to we're moving in the right direction as far as doing things differently. The Firebirds left for whatever, you know, reasons, but what we're trying to do with the Indianapolis Destroyers is try to bring a breathe a breath of life back into the semi-professional football area and give the fans, you know, a little bit more than what they have been given in the past. And that's not bashing any teams or anything of that nature. What we want to do is collectively work with other teams here in the city as well as the state and try to give the people of Indianapolis and this great state of Indiana all the entertainment and excitement that they well deserve.
Now, Kyle, let me ask you a little bit about your background and how you got about how you came about starting the Indianapolis Destroyers, and obviously there's other teams out there. And so tell me a little bit about how you became associated with the semi-pro league, and help us understand. Obviously, with NFL, we understand that there's different divisions and different teams. Help us understand how big the semi-pro league is, and how you know, like we think about semi-pro in baseball, we think about the Indianapolis Indians that feed into the Pirates. Does the Destroyers feed into any particular team? Tell us about the infrastructure of the Indianapolis Destroyers.
Yes, sir. My background, I played 14 seasons with the U.S. Army All Travel League, which is semi-professional around the world. And previously, I had 2 years of college while at Tennessee State University, and that was prior to joining the military. My business partner and co-owner, who is also the head coach, Gardner Johnson, and I, after many years of pretty much being hiatus because of my military obligations, we collectively joined forces, got our heads together, and said, "Hey, why don't we do something that we haven't done yet? You know, why not us? Why can't we own a team or get a team together, bring young men together to do positive things even beyond football?" So August 2011, we sat down at the round table with our front office, our prospective front office, and our prospective coaching staff. And, you know, things just kind of kicked off from there. What we are looking to do is to hopefully, you know, tap into other resources that we do have right now, as far as feeding arena teams in the local area and possibly practice squads for some prospective NFL teams. But those things are in negotiations right now.
So how was the organization founded, the Indianapolis Destroyers? How did you find them and why?
Actually, my partner and I, Gardner Johnson, we sat down and we talked about you know, what would it take for one particular team to stand out above the rest? And the principles in which we were founded on will separate us from the rest. You know, there are many principles out there, and we look at some of the things such as scholarship, leadership, citizenship, fidelity, and brotherhood amongst all men. So we tap into each and every one of those areas that we can possibly tap into to help mold young men further than football. We touch on education. We touch on spirituality. We touch on leadership. You know, try to give these men, these young men, some of the leadership and qualities that some of them may not have been exposed to in their lifetimes. You know, some of these young men have had troubled past. Some young men are out there, you know, on the grind every day doing the things that they need to do to better themselves. And if we can save and help one young man, one young lady, or, you know, someone that needs that extra push, that's what we're here for. If we can just save one life, if we can touch one life, we've done our job. But maybe that one life that we save can touch another. That's the reason why we founded this organization.
We're talking with Kendall Hoyle. And Kendall, if I apologize if I say your name wrong, I certainly
no,
do apologize
good.
For that.
You're good.
The owner of the new Indianapolis Destroyers. Now, you know, you brought something to my attention just now when you were talking about a lot of men from troubled life. And we look at, you know, just because it's magnified in the recent tragedy with Junior Aseo, in situations like that, let me ask you this. Do you guys, in the semi-pro level, obviously their goal is to get to the bigger level with the NFL. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't happen. But you mentioned to me that a lot of these guys come from troubled past. A lot of these guys have a different past that might, when football is over for them, football really was all they ever had. And when it goes away, when you look at the Junior SAO situation, you look at other situations, what are some of the things that team owners like yourself do to kind of get in front of something like that?
There are a lot of, like I said, you know, young men who've had troubled paths. I, you know, growing up, I came from a troubled past, and had it not been for the leadership and guidance that you know, came into my life from a military and from a spiritual perspective, I would not be, you know, the man that I am today. My partner and I, Gardner, we collectively try to, you know, talk to these young men and lead them and guide them in the right direction. You know, Gardner has various resources within the spiritual community, as well as a leadership background. A lot of men look up to that to my partner for constant guidance, which he always molds and guides these young men, whether it be on a spiritual direction, whether it be on a leadership direction. And you know, it's the troubled lives that we all have. You know, everyone has problems. But no problem is too big, and no problem that's out there right now cannot be solved with the positive leadership and guidance and the motivation. So after football is gone, you know, and I always touch on, you know, if we can just save that one life, after football is gone for some of these young men, you know, there's still life after football, because football is not all that there is, you know, and it's unfortunate. You know, the tragedy of Junior Seau and some of our other past, you know, icons. But if we can get these gentlemen's mentality in the right place to let them understand that, hey, football is football, but there's more to life than just football. Be a leader. Be a guider. You know, be a positive role model. You know, for some of these young men who's had troubled past, you know, growing up in single-parent homes, you know, no father figures, things of that nature, because that was my past. I never had a father figure when I grew up. But until I became a father and understood that there was more to life than just football, you know, it really didn't hit home to me until I actually had that leadership and guidance and those necessary elements for me to, you know, to grow and be who I am, and that's what we're trying to instill in these young men today.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you're doing a fine job of it. Let me ask you this: semi-pro football in Indianapolis, how big is it?
It's big. You know, semi-pro football has been around here in Indy, you know, for the past 25, 30 years, and probably longer. You know, and there are some teams that, you know, that are still in existence. You know, and those teams are doing an outstanding job. You know, but what we want to do with this organization is we want to provide a different form of entertainment and give back to this city of Indianapolis and this great state of Indiana to all the great people here all of the great things that we know for a fact that they deserve. We want to work collectively with the other semi-professional teams in the city and the state in order to give back to the state of Indiana. So it is very, very big. You know, it's unfortunate that it really isn't just broadcasted or promoted the way that I think that it should be. But it is definitely big. And what we want to do is try to put semi-professional football out on a bigger scope so that everyone here in the city and state knows that, okay, well, there's this team or there's that team, but what is everyone actually doing? You know, we want to put semi-professional football on the next level for everyone and get back to this great city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana.
Well, and absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm sure that it's a I'm going to tell you one thing. The balance at IndyProSports.com is going to do their part to make sure that the word gets out there about the Indianapolis Destroyers. Now, you guys got the preseason coming up. Talk to us a little bit about the preseason schedule and what's going on with that.
Yes, sir. Our preseason and regular season schedule are tentatively set right now. We're members of the IFL, which is the Interstate Football League, and we're collectively going through some changes right now within our league. Our preseason begins May 19th against the Cincinnati Falcons. Right now we're scheduled to have a home game, but due to a schedule conflict, that may change to a road game, but all of our fans will be kept abreast of any changes. Our regular season begins on June 16th at home, where we play our home games. Our home games are at the Indiana School for the Deaf, which is located on 1200 East 42nd Street, just north of the fairgrounds. We have an eight-game season, three preseason games, and our ticket pricing. For more information, we ask everyone to call 317-979-1441 or visit our website, www.IndianapolisDestroyers.com. All of our preseason games right now, for our fans, we want to just give out our ticket pricing right across the board at $5 for everyone for our preseason. For our regular season games beginning June 16th, all home games, adults are admitted for $8. Children are $5, and 12 and under are free. And since this is our inaugural season, what we would like to do as far as our ticket pricing for group packages, we're at $40 for adults, $20 for children, and $12 and under are admitted free. For each one of those packages that are purchased, each home game you also receive a ticket and a voucher for one free hot dog and soda at the concession stand for each home game. So we want to give something back to the fans.
Well, absolutely, and you know, I like that. I like what you're doing here about giving things back to the fans. And in the world of social media that we're in, I know you can be found on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So how do we find you in the social media world?
We're all over the internet. You know, once again, you can go to our website for additional information. You know, www.IndianapolisDestroyers.com. We are on Facebook and Twitter as well. You know, and any and everything you want to know in regards to our organization, you have just go straight to the website. All the points of contact are simply there. You can touch bases with the owners. You can touch bases with the front office and coaching staff. And, you know, everything on our website is very, very user-friendly, and it's always kept up to date. So you can see photos of things we're doing, see photos of the tryouts, the practices, things of that nature. We want to try to show and give back to show everyone exactly what we're doing without showing our hand, obviously. We don't want to give our edge to our competitor, but we want everyone to know and see exactly who we are, what we do, and why we're doing it.
I'm sorry. It helps if I turn my mic on. I apologize.
Oh, good.
Man. I mean, one of those days. My question to you was, and I'm sorry, what I like about you guys, a semi-pro team here in Indianapolis, You can't just walk onto the field and say, hey, I want to try out for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, I know you want serious inquiries only, but you've got some roster spots available. So how does
right.
You don't want a person like me, I can tell you that much, but how does a person who is a serious inquiry and want to play semi-pro football, try out? What are the requirements? What are the things that you're looking for in a player?
We're looking for all types of players, actually. What one can do, once again, visit the website. You can make points of contact with our team captain and our player representative, which is Mr. Steve McGinty. And he can be found on our website. You can contact him directly, and he will guide the individual to the necessary steps in order to actually try out for the team. The type of players we're looking for, one, obviously, they have to be coachable. We don't want someone trying to come into the organization who isn't coachable. You know, we all come from different walks of life and played on many different levels from, Division I. Some have played high school. Some have moved on to play arena. And every coaching style is different. The player has to be coachable. They have to know that they're a player, and they have to understand that my coach is giving me a directive. You know, I need to do what's best for this team, not just best for myself. We don't want selfish players because we all work together and gel together as a team. And if we can find that one person or those couple of gentlemen who are coachable, you know, it's going to be a win-win for everyone. And we just want to try to, you know, be successful and try to get that young man to the next level, whatever they may be.
Now, you've got a great I'm sorry, Ken. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're good.
You've got a great opportunity for sponsorships, for corporate sponsors and of all levels. So talk to us a little. I know you got a big sponsor drive coming up. Update us on that and what's going on. How can companies get involved with the Indianapolis Destroyers?
Companies can get involved jumping on our sponsorship drive by going to our website, which is, once again, www.indianapolisdestroyers.com. Our sponsorship packages provide very, very unique things for each individual sponsor, and we also customize specific sponsorship packages to fit one's needs. You know, so sponsorship ranges anywhere from $25 all the way up to, you know, $10,000, and the sponsorship packages are available for view on our website right now.
Okay. Now, what are some of the – when you get into the regular season,
mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, you mentioned you play the Cincinnati Falcons. I believe that's what you said in the preseason.
Yep.
So it's really not that far of a drive. If you guys want to have fans go on the road with you and follow you right. on the road. But how long is your season? And tell us a little bit about how someone can actually get involved as a fan and just create the domino effect, is like I like to call it, because, you know, if one family goes out and has a good time, another family's going to go out and have a good time, another family's going to go out and have a good time. And like you said, you like to give a lot back. So, talk with us a little bit about what the fans can expect when they become a fan of the Indianapolis Destroyers.
When they become a fan of the D Nation, you know, and that's who we recognize our fans as the D Nation, because everything that we do is pushed by our fan base. To travel, you know, on the road, our website will be updated with specific locations and things of that nature on where exactly the games will be played and the time the charters will be leaving and you know, so on and so forth. The things that we're going to do, once again, to get back to those fans at those games, we have things set in place right now that will make us stand out above the rest during each and every one of our home games. The fans deserve more. And the Indianapolis Destroyers at each and every home game are going to do exactly that. We're going to give back and show exactly why we are cut above the rest. When we're on the road, it's all about the D Nation and our fans. We want our fans to be with us as one as we travel to Cincinnati or travel to Terre Haute or travel to Bloomington or Lexington or Louisville, Kentucky. And we're going to do everything that we possibly can to ensure that we get those fans to travel with us. You know, my partner and I are in negotiations right now on what we could possibly do in order to help get that fan base on the road, you know, so that we can have that support. But we love the D Nation. We are the D Nation, and our fans are our family.
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited about having you guys in town. And, you know, I'm glad you made that distinction for us. Really, you're nothing like the Indianapolis Firebirds. I mean, I don't want to bring them up in comparison to the two of you, but I think people, when they think about the semi-pro, they think about the Arena League, and they don't really think about that. You guys really are two separate leagues teams. And I'm excited about you guys being here in Indianapolis. And I know you're in negotiations with some other personalities. I don't want to tip the hat any, but I do know one from an email that I got from Brian, and you know what, if that works out, he's a great friend of the show, and I tell you what, I wish you the best. And the season ticket price is $40 for adults. I mean, that is you're not going to get that for the Colts, I can tell you that. And
football, absolutely.
So let me ask you this. Do you guys have any names that people would recognize, maybe from the local college levels that didn't quite make it, or maybe from the local high school level that didn't quite make it to the next level that are developing? Is there any players on your team that you would say stand out? Hey, guys, come and watch this guy because you know who he is.
Absolutely. It all starts with our team captain, Steve McGinty. He is the bloodline of our locker room. And this guy is a beast on defense, you know, and you're going to get your money's worth when you come and see this gentleman play. Our quarterback, Jeremy Dealing, is an outstanding athlete. Our wide receivers, Darrell Harvey, Damon Price. We just have a plethora of talent on this team, you know, and I really can't even just run down the entire roster, but some of those names I'm throwing out there right now, they're must-see talent. You know, the fans, we're going to give D-Nation exactly what they want. And these gentlemen, these athletes that we have, they're cut above the rest. And then expect big things from these gentlemen. And they're going to do an outstanding job for this organization and for themselves as growing young men.
Right, absolutely. And you know what? And real quickly, how can people follow you on Facebook, follow you on Twitter, and I would guess that the seating, that they've probably got some good choice seatings charts available for you guys. So just kind of sum it all up for us, and how can someone? And I can tell you what you could guarantee one thing: the balance at IndyProSports.com is definitely going to be a part of the D Nation, and we're going to do our part to help spread the word about the D Nation. But how do we become a member of the D Nation?
You can become a member of the D Nation by going to our website and contacting Mr. Steve McGinty directly, and he will definitely give you all of the necessary information that you need. All the points of contact are there, including numbers, email addresses, and we all have an open door policy. You know, you can contact me directly. You can contact my business partner Gardner directly. And Brian as well, Brian Jessen, which is our marketing, and he's our guru right now. And you know, my VP of business operations, Beth McGinty. You know, I can't say enough about the leadership that we have in this front office. For the D Nation, there will be links provided in regards to merchandising because we want our fans to stand out above the rest. But definitely go to our website to get all the necessary links and information for Facebook, Twitter, and just become a member of D Nation. It's going to be a very, very exciting and inaugural season from this season and moving forward because we have other irons in the fire, other things we're going to be doing here in the future. So watch D Nation and definitely become a member of D Nation.
Well, absolutely, and I can tell you one thing. Indy Pro Sports is already following you on Twitter, and you can follow Facebook. Go to Facebook, Indy Destroyers Football. Guys, I hit like on there as well, so you guys are all linked in with the balance of my personal fan page as well. And also, at Indy Destroyers is where they find you on Twitter and as well. We'll have all that linked for you. Guys, on IndyProSports.com, We're going to do our best to make sure that we get press releases and do everything that we can do on our part to help share the great news of the D-Nation and the Indianapolis Destroyers. Hey, kid, I just want to tell you thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us today. And it's exciting. You know, I look at my tweets and stuff throughout the show, and, you know, I'll read one here for you real quick. Is from a person out on Twitter says, "This is very exciting for Indy. I'm very excited to have a semi-pro football team." So just to give you an idea, people are listening today, and they do know about the Indianapolis Destroyers. Any last words for us today?
My last words are, once again, I want to thank you for having me on. And for all the listeners out there, support D-Nation. We're definitely going to support you, the great fans of the city of Indianapolis, in this state and around the world, the surrounding counties, states. Anything that the Indianapolis Destroyers can do for any other organization and to assist and aid in the upbringing and the leadership and guidance of our youth today, feel free to contact us. We want to work with any and every possible organization out there. We have an open door to everyone. So we love the fans. We love this city, and we just want to give everyone exactly everything that they deserve.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today, and good luck to you, and don't be a stranger to the show, Kendall.
Thank you, definitely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Kendall Hoyer, the owner of the new Indianapolis Destroyers semi-pro football team here in Indianapolis. I'll tell you what, guys, go check them out. I mean, it's inexpensive, and what a fun time it'll be to go check out a semi-pro team here in Indianapolis, and that's growing. And like he said, you know, a lot of these guys may never make it to the NFL, but it certainly is a great opportunity. And just go out there and support them and be a part of the D-Nation. Again, that's the you can find them on Facebook at Indy Destroyers and on Twitter at Indy Destroyers. And guys, we got them all linked up here on our different websites as well, guys. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be coming back. You know what today is? Today is the Kentucky Derby. We're going to be talking about the Kentucky Derby. Also, I think we got Mr. Ed Kratz, Hawkins Media down in Philadelphia, going to talk to us, you know, chat with us about the Derby or whatever else might be on his mind. And I'm not sure if Mr. Mark Timmons from IndyProSports.com is going to join us. He was just out in L.A. With L.A. Dodger Talk, and so maybe we can talk some baseball with him. Coming up, guys, in the last 30 minutes of the show, and you know what that means. Yep, it's open mic. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about the Kentucky Derby. What are your picks for the Kentucky Derby? You can give us a call and talk Derby Talk with us, 917-889-8516, and whatever else is on your mind. We will be right back. This is The Balance. My minions, stay put.
My name is Grandma Funk, y'all. You got to get on the dance floor.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indy Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indy Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's H-I-R-E, tips.com. Or call her at 317 410-3377. Tips. Your pets can play while you're away.
Here we go again.
The best hits. Best hits. And the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it. I need it. And I'm going to have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
We are now inside 2 weeks to Kentucky Derby 138 and a lot of activity now on the backside here at Churchill Downs. Well, welcome to the Kentucky Derby. I'm Jill Byrne. So much to get caught up on as a lot of the contenders here now at Churchill preparing for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks. So let's get right into it. On Monday, we had some very important workouts here from the Steve Asmussen stable, and that was Daddy Knows Best. Daddy Knows Best was out very early in the dark, but of course we have the lights here now, and a really impressive workout from this horse. Now, Garrett Gomez, who's going to be riding him in the Derby, was aboard for the workout. I've just been totally impressed with the way this horse is trained. He just keeps moving forward, looks fantastic, and is really getting over the ground well. That's three top workouts in a row for Daddy Knows Best. Then stablemate Sabercat out for a workout as well. This horse is a little more workmanlike. Once again, his race in the Arkansas Derby, deceptively good. He could be moving forward just at the right time for the Kentucky Derby. Some other horses that were out on the track on Monday, Optimizer for a workout as well for trainer Wayne Lucas. Now, he's a little on the bubble. He sits at number 22 on the graded earnings, but anything could happen. He could easily make his way into the starting gate and probably onto our new also eligible list. Rosina Pravnik in for trainer Larry Jones to get aboard Mark Valesky, this horse, the son of Proud Citizen, who ran awfully well here at Churchill in the Derby to finish second. A nice workout from him. His workout 59-3 out in 14-3. This horse finished up good. He's just a fighter. He's a grinder. He looks good. He may have bounced in that last race in the Louisiana Derby, so I look for improvement from him. Kentucky Derby horses just out galloping on the track. Doolahan, he's been training very aggressively for Dale Romans, but gets over this track well. We already know he likes it. Now, he's scheduled to work probably Saturday of this coming week. So Saturday workout for Doolahan, another horse who on paper they say he's not good enough, but boy, could he not look better on the track, and that's Prospective. Prospective just looking fantastic for trainer Mark Cassie, waiting to see.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Minions. My name's Tom Marquis. Just a little preview about some of the horses that are going on out there. Obviously, Kentucky Derby Day, guys, and get your mint juleps ready. Get your bonnets ready. It is time for the Kentucky Derby. Joining us also, Mr. Ed Kratz, Calkins Media out in Philadelphia, and also from IndyProSports.com, my partner in crime, Mr. Mark Timmons. How's everybody doing today, sirs?
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Never better. Everybody's here. Okay, good to have you. Hey, Ed, and you know what? I know, Ed, you were on the tail end of that conversation that I had with the owner of the Indianapolis Destroyers, Kendall Hoyle. Now, let me ask you this, and I know you follow a lot of the Philadelphia Eagles, but does Philadelphia have a semi-pro team?
There is no semi-pro team in Philadelphia. We have an arena team in Philadelphia, which is different than the semi-pro version. But, you know, it's a form of minor league football, so to speak. But I'll tell you, it's very popular here in Philadelphia, the arena league ball. And I think football in general, no matter what level you play it at, is always exciting to watch. And, you know, the football that's coming to your town, you're going to see a lot of guys that still have dreams of making it to the NFL. So you're going to see a lot of guys laying it on the line each and every week.
Absolutely. So it's exciting to have. And also, yeah. Mr. Mark Timmons, my partner in crime and owner of LADodgerTalk.com and my partner over at IndyProSports.com. Now, Mark, I know you just returned from just an awful trip out to L.A. and spending time out there at Dodger Stadium and with the Dodgers. And, you know, I understand it was a rough road trip for you and all of that stuff. You got a rough life, Mark, you know it. But I also know that you are helping us out with IndyProSports.com and the Pacers. The Pacers are obviously in the playoffs, and they're playing for some meetings. So, Mr. Mark Timmons, bring us up to speed, sir.
Where do you want me to start, Tom?
Wherever you want to start at, buddy.
Well,
I mean, just wherever.
Pacers? How about we start with the Pacers? You know, I mean, it's exciting. They've got an exciting young team. You know, it's almost a given they're going to get out of the first round of the playoffs. They haven't been able to do that for, I don't remember, Reggie Miller. you know, they're a very exciting young team. You know, these guys made a mistake the first game. They came out and didn't give it their all. They were duly chastised, and they've been playing like men possessed ever since. So it would surprise me if they don't win today. You know, they're pretty well shutting down Mr. Anderson, who's been a great ball player this year, probably the most improved player in the league for Orlando, J.J. Redick. And, of course, you know, it's not really a fair fight without Dwight Howard, but, you know, that's the way it goes in the NBA. And they got a formidable foe after that with, I think these guys called the Miami Heat. But they've showed that they can beat them. I don't know if they can beat them in a 7-game series, but I think they can give them a run.
Well,
so,
I tell you what. Now, go ahead. I absolutely agree. And Ed, feel free to jump in here anytime. I know you follow a lot of the Philadelphia sports. But I tell you what, this young Pacer team really has a shot to make it through it. I think, guys, and this is my personal opinion, if they manage to win this series against the Magic, which a lot of people think that they will, I think we'll see here at home, and one of the things we've struggled with here, and I'm not saying any hidden secret here, is getting the fans out to the Pacers, and they just pretty much a few years ago gave up on the Pacers. Well, guys, I got news for you. The Pacers are back, and get out there and support them, and what a better time when they're about ready to go into round two of the playoffs. So, Ed, what are your thoughts about the Pacers and the overall NBA playoffs? And we'll get into some Derby talk here in just 1 second. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, as far as the Pacers go, the thing that sticks out to me is Roy Hibbert. And the reason he stands out to me is just because if here in Philadelphia, the Sixers could have had him. You know, in the draft a couple years ago, he was still on the board when the Sixers took Maurice Spates. And Roy Hibbert was still out there available, and he is the kind of inside presence that the Sixers could use. And I guess Indiana is really, you know, putting him to good use there. And, you know, I like the Pacers. You know, I think they're a young team. They're fun to watch, and people should go out and support that team, honestly. It's, you know, they have a good chance here. You know, the Bulls are reeling here. Philadelphia, the Sixers have the number one seed, the Chicago Bulls on the ropes. So, you know, they could be out. Of course, the Heat is always tough. They're going to be tough. But, you know, whatever happens, the Pacers are getting a good learning experience here, and this should bode well for the future for these young guys. I think, to me, though, overall, the Heat is still the team to beat, and the Celtics have shown me something. Winning that 3-overtime game the other night, you can't discount them. Yeah, they're a little long in the tooth, but, you know, that experience can take you a long way, too. So they're the two tough teams, I think, that are going to be very difficult to beat. But again, you know, anything can happen over 7 games. So really, you should go out and support the Pacers. I know the fans in Philadelphia, they've had difficulty filling the building here for the Sixers, but of late, they have been filling it. So, you know, when you start winning, you need to start following.
Winning solves all the problems. And Mark, you've preached this on Indy Pro Sports. This isn't nothing new. You're just echoing what Ed is just echoing what you've been saying about the Pacers and to get out there and support them. And I know you've got a lot going on with your own business and you know, doing your stuff with the Dodgers. But, you know, this Pacer team, and you told me a long time ago, you know, get out there and support the Pacers. And I just want to tell you, Mark, you have really been leading the charge here on our website and in various other media formats on getting out there to support the Pacers. So real quickly, Mark, what can we look for from IndyProSports.com and the Pacers? And tell us a little bit about the Dodgers, too. I know you were just out there with them.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, one of the most fun things to me in sports
is watching a young team mature, come together, grow, make new achievements. You know, it's like Roy Hibbert that your friend just mentioned. You know, when he was drafted, he was as raw as could be in the first year and the second year. You know, he's showed this growth. And now, you know, Roy is the force, and he can grow. But, you know, the thing that makes the Pacers unique is they really don't have that dominant superstar or two superstars. Tatum on any given night can light it up. He's not really that guy that's going to be the 32-point-game guy all the time. But, you know, they've got a lot of young guys. Paul George is maturing. You know, he's got as much talent as anybody on that team. And George Hill is solid at the point. Darren Collison is like green lightning coming off that bench at following up at the point. And, you know, Tyler Hansbrough, the put it all together, though, was West. David West is the heart and soul of that team. And that was one of the best moves that Larry Bird ever made, was David West in there, because he finally had his legs in the second half of the season. He's an enforcer. He's a serious guy. He's been done. They're going to ride his shoulders throughout the playoffs.
Mark makes a good point there as far as a very unique team and not having that one dominant superstar that you can count on in a night in and night out for 25 points. You know, the Philadelphia Sixers are built in a similar fashion. It's you know, the conventional wisdom in the NBA is you need that superstar to win the title, and you know, it's nice to have that player if you can, but it's nice to see teams like the Pacers and the Sixers to some extent do it with more of a balanced lineup, because it makes them a little tougher to guard. You don't know who's going to be taking that big shot once the shot clock comes inside, you know, 5-10 seconds. So, you know, that's what makes them fun to watch, I think. It's nice to see the superstar and watch him play, but, you know, it's also nice to see a team that preaches teamwork and passes the ball and looks for the best option in that particular set.
Absolutely. Well, we want to get into the Derby talk real quickly, but Mark, I know you just went out to L.A. and spent some time out there with the Dodgers. Tell us about that trip.
Well, it was a rather quick trip, and I didn't get to do as much as I wanted to with the Dodgers. But, you know, there's a lot of excitement going with the Dodgers right now because they have new ownership, and I think a lot of the fans are clamoring for them to go out and buy all the players they can. And you know, that seldom works out. You know, if you look at Stan Kasten, who's the new president of the Dodgers, look at the way he built the Braves. They were built from then. They weren't built by a lot of big trades and bringing a lot of people in, although there were key trades that were involved. But, you know, sign a key free agent here and there. But you got to be real careful. I mean, you need to look no farther than across town in L.A. and look at the Angels. I mean, they're 10-17, and they got this guy named Albert Pujols that was supposed to be the savior. He's got like 108 at-bats, zero home runs, hitting 198, and five RBIs. I mean, a lot of people thought he was older than he was – than he was listed, and, you know, maybe that's showing up. And even Prince Fielder, who's hitting 270 for the Tigers, only has three home runs. So it doesn't mean you go out and spend a lot of money indiscriminately. You spend money wisely, and I think you're going to see the Dodgers spend money wisely. They're not afraid to spend it now. They have the money to spend, but they're just not going to blow it.
All right, guys, well, we've only got a few more minutes left here. We've got about 10 minutes left. And you know what? It is that time of year, guys. It is that time of year. All right, guys.
I love that.
You want me to play more of it?
And we only have 10 minutes, so I could listen to it for the next 10 minutes.
Oh, I tell you what, it's a great song. Oh,
yeah,
my Kentucky home. Well, I tell you what, and Mark, do you follow the horse as much?
You know, I do. I like to watch the Kentucky Derby. You know, I'm sitting here sipping on my mint julep. And, I don't follow the horses. I mean, I'll this afternoon right before the race, I'll look and I'll pick one. All I know is if you're not the lead horse, the view never changes.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, and maybe I'm biased, but you know what? The thing about horse racing, I think any horse racing team owner will tell you this. And, you know, this is the Super Bowl of horse racing, so we've got to talk about it. But I love this horse. I got to go for him today, guys. And you know what's one I'm going to go for? Take Charge, Indy. He's the number three slot there. I like him a lot. So we're going to start with you, Ed. Who's your favorite horses? What are your favorite thing about the Kentucky Derby? I know there in Philadelphia, you know, horse racing is pretty big as well in that area. So go ahead and talk to us. And what magnificent creatures these Kentucky Derby thoroughbreds are. You know, they You talk about being raised from birth for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to race the Kentucky Derby. And you talk about a life of just they've got the best life a horse could ever have. I'll put it that way. So let's start with you, Ed. Who's the horses that you like and who to look for this week?
I knew you were going to take Charge Indy there, Tom. I mean, that was a no-brainer. It seems like that's a very popular pick too. That horse opened up with odds of 15-1 when the morning line was released, and now it's bet down to 7-1. So they're not alone out there. A lot of Indy fans out there. And, they're putting their money on Take Charge Indy. And it's a good pick. It's got the Calvin Burrell as the jockey, who has won 3 Kentucky Derbies over the last 5 years. And it's got an inside post position of number 3. And that's where Calvin Burrell has won his Derbies before, is from those inside post positions. So that's a very popular pick. Myself, the horse that's from this area, actually, from outside of Philadelphia, is Union Rags, who will probably go off as the favorite. He's the number 4 horse. And he'll probably go off as the favorite. He's a big, strong horse that probably the biggest horse in the field. And they say that if it's a sloppy track, which it is expected to be, I think they had an inch of rain overnight in Lexington, that it could even increase the chances of Union Rags winning, because it's so big and strong, it can really sink its feet into that slop and get pick them up and keep moving. So I like that horse. I also like... I think my pick would be Alpha, the 11 horse. It's a very small horse. It's a smaller horse, but the way it's got a very loping style to it, the way it runs, and it's bred for distance. And I also saw it run in the Aqueduct at Aqueduct Racetrack in the Wood Memorial, and it just charged, had a late charge to the end and lost by a neck to Gemologist, who's also in this field, the 15 horse. But Halpa really showed a lot of heart coming back in another 2 strides, and he would have won that race at Aqueduct. So I'm going to pick Halpa. That's my pick, number 11. But I like Take Charge Indy. I think that's got a chance, and I like Union Rags as well, the 4 horse. So I'll pick Halpa to win, and I'll throw some other horses underneath it and some exotic betting.
All right. All right, Mark. Obviously, guys, you can bet online. There's a lot of ways you could bet. And this is one of those fun bets. And, I'm not saying to go in there and pick the trifecta or win, play, show. But, that's always a safe bet, because you're going to win something if you can pick the top horses there. So Mark, sitting there drinking your mint julep, and I'm sure Patty's got her bonnet on and all that stuff. where are we at, buddy, for you on the Derby?
I'm going with the Indy horse too. They got that name. I got to ride with them. I'm going to enjoy regardless who wins. I like to see a good race, and I'm not a big horse racing guy as far as know all about the horses. I do like to see a good race, and it's always fun to watch no matter who wins, especially if somebody charges hard at the end and wins, and it's an underdog. I mean, that's a great thing to see.
Well, the other guy that I'm watching out there, and you do a good job there, Ed, of naming those jockeys. That's almost as bad as talking IndyCar. You can never pronounce the driver's names or the jockey's names, but you do a good job on it. But my other pick that I like Creative Cause, the number 8 horse. He's 10-1, and last time he ran out there at Churchill Downs was back in November 5th of 2011. Obviously, Mike Herridge had very well known in the racing community, began back in 1993, and it just had a lot of success in training horses. And obviously, the jockey Joel Rosseo, I think is the right way. I made his. He certainly, obviously, made his first appearance in the Kentucky Derby back in 2010 aboard Make Music For Me, which obviously finished 4th. So we know a little bit about the jockey and the horse there in Creative Cause, and I like him as a backup. But Mark nailed it. These horses have to get out front from the beginning, and really. The horses that could dig in at the very, very beginning and hold that lead. Now, what you've got to look at, and a lot of the history comes from the Kentucky Derby in winning from the mid-pack. You don't see a lot of from the back pack, and not to say that it can't happen, but you don't see a lot of the back pack of them coming up to win the race. So you look at a horse like Perspective. Now, if I was a betting man, which I would, I'm not going to say that I am or that I'm not, if I'm looking at a horse to make a strong run from behind. Now, guys, you know, here on this show, I'm either right or I'm either very right or I'm just so off, it's not even funny. So one of those two things is going to happen. I'm never anywhere in the middle. So I either do it well or I don't. So, you know, win, play, show for me, if you were to go with it, I would certainly go with take charge Indy. As well as Creative Cause, and then, guys, look at for Perspective to come in a strong third. I'm just saying, guys, you got to look at this horse. He's, well, first of all, overall, he's 63-1. I mean, you look at trainer Mark Case, who I mean, he's just got the heritage. I mean, his father, obviously, one of the great trainers, and you know, the jockey, Luis Contreras, started riding at age 16. So, you know, is a guy that knows his horse as well. And you know, look at the owner, John Oxley. When you look at that combination, even though he's back a little bit, you look at a horse-like Perspective. That's my win, play, show. So, guys, we've got just a few minutes here. So we'll start with you, Ed, win, play, show.
Well, you know, with 20 horses to pick from, it's just such a crapshoot. There's so much traffic on the track, and you just don't know how the whole thing's going to pan out. Now, the Trinneberg is the speed horse. The conventional wisdom is Trinneberg, the 9 horse, is going to go out flying and is going to burn out some other speed horses like Hanson and maybe Creative Cause. That's the theory. Whether it pans out or not, I don't know. But I've been on Union Rag since the juvenile last year at Churchill Downs when he finished second to Hanson. So I like Union Rags to win this race. I like Alpha to come in second. And I also like, as a third pick, probably from out of the blue, I know earlier I mentioned another horse that I like, Gemologist. But I think, but it's tough to pick against him, but I think with a sloppy track, you have to watch a horse called Went the Day Well. Since we're talking about jockeys, Velasquez is the jockey. And I just think that horse on a sloppy track is bred for distance. I think you have to watch Went the Day Well. It's the 13 horse. So I go Union Rag is the win, Alpha second, Went the Day Well. That's 4, 11, and 13. So don't hold me responsible if you bet that. It doesn't come in, please.
All right, Mr. Timmons, win, place, show.
You know, I'm not qualified to make those decisions. I mean, I'm going to leave that to you guys. The only thing I'm going to say is, the horses that don't win, I guarantee they're going to have long faces after this race is over.
Leave it to Mark Timmons to bring in the horse jokes. All right, no more horsing around. We got just a few more. I could not resist. All right, Mark, where can people find your work and your masterpieces? Obviously, IndyProSports.com, LA Dodger Talk, but go ahead and give the official proclamation of your masterpieces, sir.
Well, you know, obviously I'm a big Dodger fan, and so I've had L.A. Dodger Talk for about 10 years, and you and I started Indy Pro Sports just this year. And, of course, the one that really pays the bills is USWaterSystems.com. That's my real job. So, you know, we do everything with water except walk on it.
And you know what, Mark? I know you well. I would venture to guess you've actually even tried to do that. I'm just
Well, thinking. Yeah, I did. I mean, I admit that I did.
That's after a few minutes yours, right, Mark?
Well, what I want to know is, check this out, Ed. Me and Mark have been friends for a long time, and he has this big Indy 500 cookout every year. And I'm like, I call him up the other day, and I'm like, you know, I just letting you know, I don't know if there's a reason, but I haven't gotten an invitation to the famous Mark Timmons Indy 500 cookout. I plan on being there. So he replies back in a message and said I wasn't invited anymore. So, but I'm going to be there anyway, Mark. I'm going to crash the party, buddy.
I'm sure there's a reason for that, right? Right, Mark? I'm sure there's a reason for that, right?
It is world famous. It is renowned. The famous Mark Timmons Indianapolis 500 cookout the night before the race. Well, I won't give out the address because I do know that it's a very exclusive Mark, I'm envious of Mark. He's got a very well-established grill out there. So if anybody can grill better than anybody in Indianapolis besides me, it's Mark Timmons. All right, guys, we got to go. Mr. Ed Kratz, where can people find your work?
Well, I'm on Twitter at Kracze, K-R-A-C-Z-E, and you can find my work on our website, which is phillyburbs.com/Eagles. A lot of NFL is going to start heating up here. I know the Colts had their mini camp, I think, this weekend, right? The rookies were in town. Andrew Luck was in town, and the Eagles have their rookie mini camp next weekend. So the NFL is going to start picking up here real hot and heavy soon.
Absolutely. Mark, any final thoughts?
That's it. You guys enjoy your day.
All right. Mark Timmons and Ed Kratz, guys. Hey, my name's Tom Marquis, President, El Presidente. So glad that you guys could join us. Special thanks to Mr. John Force of John Force Racing joining us. Kenny Barr of RadioSpeedTalk.com, as well as the brand-new owner of the brand-new Indianapolis Destroyers, Kendall Hoyer. So glad. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. We are out of here. My minions, behave. Remember, don't drink and drive. It isn't cool.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was going to say son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.